We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Reish Mem Vav. Tchila neveir apanim shel menu yachefet al derech ha'echrach. First, we will explain how one can desire things when he's forced to it. We had discussed previously that there are three ways in which a person reaches a decision. We had said that decision is really key to action, and very often we underestimate the importance of coming to a real decision, and that's why we don't really come to real action. And he had said the best type of decision is one that involves both our choice, what we like, our own free decision, and that we feel forced to do it. Meaning if it's only a question of what you like, well, then sometimes you won't like it. And if it's only a question of being forced, so then you'll never like it. But if you have something which you want to do, and you also feel you must do, that's the type of thing that'll last a lifetime. So then he said, how do you attain such a desire that's forced? V'nomaren will say, כי זה נודע בעליל אשר כוללת מציאות האדם והווייתו בעולם, אינו שיהיה כמו חייתו יער. It's very clear, it's very obvious, that a person's existence in the world is not so that he will be like a wild animal. That's not the purpose of humanity. כי למה חלק לו הבורא יתברך יתרון עצום? Because why did the Creator, blessed be He, give him this great advantage, מה שאין ממנו לשום נמצא מבעלי החיים. No other creature has the human advantage. כי הוא חי, מדבר, משכיל, מושל על כל הנמצאים. He is living, talking, intelligent. He can grow in his intelligence and rule over everything on earth. So we were given all of this so that we be... what? So that we be a wild animal? I once wrote a song. Went as follows. I'll tell you the first few lines if I could remember it. The world is a circle, it goes round and round. Vulture in the air hunts for prey on the ground. The man on the ground hunts the bird in the air. Organisms attempting to escape each other's snare. It's a dog-eat-dog world, or so they like to say. Excuse for the derelict to be dog for a day. But among all this darkness, there shines a spark of light. It goes a long way in the darkening night. And then it goes on to describe how if a person wants to, he can start a cycle of kindness the other way around. So I wrote it in honor of Stella Stefano. Stella Sensino. Don't know who the woman is. But she found my Mishnayos at a public payphone. And she took the time to mail it back to me. So I took a silver dollar. And I wrote this song around the silver dollar and I sent it back there to cover her postage. So she's a retired woman, but she wrote like very nicely when she sent me back my Mishnayos. So I wrote this thing. I was touched that a person who didn't know me took the time to take my Mishnayos and pay the mail, the postage, and send it back to me. I had my address inside, yeah. So... Stella Sensino, that was her name. I've tried looking her up and calling her numerous times. I think she was Jewish. I think so, but I don't know. I don't know. I tried contacting her a few times unsuccessfully. This was out in New York. This wasn't in Israel. Yeah. So this idea, sometimes we say it's a dog-eat-dog world, but that's the excuse of a dog, of a derelict to be dog for a day. If God granted us more wisdom and more capacity to master the world, then obviously there's more in store and more capacity than just to be another wild animal. It's a little worse than saying uncouth. It's like someone who's less than uncivilized. Uncivilized to on the border of criminal. So the Magen Dovna says, "אבל את האדם ברא אלוקים בחוכמה ותבונה למען אשר באלה הכוחות ישכיל לדעת כי הוא נברא מאת בורא." God created man with wisdom, with understanding, so that he uses these strengths to understand, to realize that he was created by the Creator. And that's one of the first points. Who created you? Where did you come from? Nimtza me'et mamtzi. He exists because someone or some force willed him to exist. Hama'ave kol havayot v'chol hanimtzaot. The one who brought everything to creation. Ve'oto b'chir hanimtzaim bara b'tevel arza liyot amel v'yagea b'avodat shamayim. And that chosen of all things that exist in the world, meaning God, He created He created civilization so that a person will work in the service of heaven. So, Larry, you walked in here, you brought life. Everyone here was, until you walked in, it was placid, you know, a little bit of a piltel. Okay, so what did we just say? The truth is, he's saying a very important point. This is a point that seems obvious. We tend to forget it, and if a person can remind himself of this point, we should hang this up as part of our modani. And the truth is, if you think about it, it is a part of the modani. Let's see if you guys can figure out where in the Modani we actually say it. God created man with wisdom, understanding, so that he uses the strengths that God gave him to understand that he was created with a purpose. To understand that he will use those tools to serve his Creator. Where do we say that in Modani? Rabba emunatecha. What do we say? Great. What is your faithfulness? How much faith you put in me that you created me and you gave me another day? I know I failed miserably yesterday, but Rabba emunatecha, how much faith you put in me that you're giving me another chance? Rabba emunatecha. So we begin each day actually realizing, wait a second, I was given tools, I was given the capacity, the responsibility to accomplish. And the wisdom every person was granted, the strength every person was granted, the might every person was granted, the longevity every person was granted, each was weighed on an exact scale of justice, in accordance with the service that Hashem demands of each person. I very often say, I don't have a good memory, but these are the tools Hashem gave me and I have to work with them. I tire easily. You know, every day, come 10:30, I'm zank. 10:30 in the morning, I'm finished. So it's not such a good thing to have when you want to learn in yeshiva. You know, shiur starts at 11 in most yeshivas, 11, 11:30, and I'm finished. Come shiur, even in Rav Feinstein's shiur, boom. And it didn't matter if I slept 10 hours a night or 12 hours a night or 7 hours a night. My biological clock goes tired at 10:30 in the morning. Some people get tired at 10 at night. I get tired at 10:30 in the morning. But what can I do? I didn't choose what type of body to have. Every part of who we are, our strengths and our weaknesses, our wisdom and our foolishness, even our longevity, was gauged with our purpose in mind. And Hashem says, each person will be given what they need to accomplish what they must accomplish. Haruya lenafsho, the mission that's fit for each person's soul, hu chelko b'olamo, that is each person's, his part in the world, minat mido v'gorolo. This is what was fit to his size. This is what was put in his lot. So people like to say, my tikkun, my tafkid. Okay, this is how the Magen Midovna says it. Use whichever words you want. It's pretty much the same idea. We have a mission. We have a responsibility. There is a list of accomplishments each person is supposed to accomplish. And we were given exactly the tools we need. We were put, I would add, we were put in the correct century, in the correct millennium, in the correct home, with the correct parents, with the correct environment, with the correct strengths and weaknesses to accomplish. But now we have to use all of that. I remember when I started learning, I once mentioned to my mother that I'm sad that in my youth, I had such a rich youth. In all kinds of experiences. I explored all kinds of things. So my mother said to me, don't be sad. That's part of your assets. That's part of who you are. And when you'll teach and when you'll learn, you're going to take everything you learned and apply it. And that's all a part of who you are. Well, we don't have a choice. It is a part of who we are. Then you take your life's experience and you apply it and you use it as best you can. Yeah?
No, I'm just going to say, I'm not comfortable saying that you get the exact home-like parents that you're supposed to. I know so many people who have abusive parents, physically, emotionally, alcoholics. It doesn't do the person any good. You can overcome it. It's your challenge. You can say that, but
I could tell you, my father used to tell us and still tells us, we are all our parents' survivors. When we'd complain, my father would say, you'll still wear a badge. I survived the Frankenthal home. But my father used to say, but don't worry. The neighbor's kids also say we have to survive our dad. But obviously parents can really hurt their kids, yes.
But is that what's meant to happen?
So that's a much bigger question about Hashgacha in general and our capacity within Hashgacha to harm someone else. That deserves a longer class. If Reuven pulls the trigger at Shimon, was Shimon supposed to die? So he doesn't pull the trigger, he just abuses and molests him for 15 years. Was Shimon supposed to be molested? So that's a much broader question. Okay, when Cain killed Abel, when Cain killed Hevel, what did Hevel do to deserve getting killed? So the Midrashim discuss why Hevel did deserve to get killed, but that doesn't matter. Like the Rishonim ask on Hillel. Hillel says in the Mishnah, he sees the skull over there, and he says to the skull, Al de'atev tatfuch, it's because you drowned others that you got drowned. And ultimately the ones who drowned you will get drowned too. So the commentaries ask on Hillel, who did Abel kill? Why was Abel murdered? If that's the formula. So then the commentaries go into it. We discussed it in our Pirkei Avos class and in our Ein Yaakov class. But that's a separate topic. Hayom nasoto ulmachar lekabel scharo. Today our responsibility is to perform. In the future, we will get the wages for what we perform. We were sent to this world with a mission, and we must accomplish that mission. This is a concept which it's easy to accept when you hear it. It's easy to forget as you live life. It's easy to forget. And the more this is a part of a person, the more happiness he has with each day, the more purpose he has with his life. One of the questions I like to ask when I'm interviewing people for Shiduchim is, what are your goals? What do you want to accomplish in life? And very often there's silence at the other end of the line. We should know what our goals are. That should be a part of our life. That should be a part of each day. Theoretically, we all know this idea. But I've told you many times, when I sit down with guys in the office, one of the first things I do, if they ask me, should I date this girl? Should I go to the army now? What degree should I get? I say, tell me, where do you see yourself in 6 months, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Let's draw a map. Let's begin with 15, 20 years from now. Where do you want to be? If you know where you want to be, then we have to figure out, does your plan for the next 6 months, 3 years, 5 years, does that fit the big picture? Are you doing something that'll get you there? What are a person's goals? So, we'll pick up here, Bezalel Shem.